Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return a call from Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. This call is recorded
Yes,
for quality. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
yes, it's me, Cynthia Woods.
Cynthia, how may I assist you?
Well, I was on the phone with someone. She was doing my application, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's finished or what.
Did she give you a confirmation number?
No, I don't know if the phone, because her phone kept going in and out, so I wasn't sure if she had finished or what.
Okay, so she didn't get, you didn't get a confirmation number?
No.
Did you get a PIN number?
No. Mm-mm.
Let me see what I can see. May I have your social security number?
Ma'am?
May I have your social security number?
420-888-7622.
And for security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
420-888-7622.
May I have your first and last name?
Cynthia Woods.
May I have your date of birth?
3/4/60.
May I have your mother's maiden name?
Annie Lane.
And when were you speaking with someone, ma'am?
Oh, just a few minutes ago.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your driver's license?
6860654. I had gave all my information.
Okay,
and routing everything.
And I do apologize, but I don't see any information on here.
But really?
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I would have to start. We have to. It's because it says do not have active claim, so we have to file your claim. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess we have to start over, huh?
We're going to have to start over. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. We have to start over.
Okay.
First of
Cynthia Woods.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask her for a maiden name, we ask her for her last name only. That is, at the time that she was born, what was her last name? That is on her birth certificate.
Lane.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, we have to go over the false acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TAA benefits?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
May I have your first name?
Cynthia.
Spell it for me, please.
C-Y-N-T-H-I-A.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
No, G.
Your last name?
Wood.
Spell it.
W-O-O-D-S.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number beginning with your area code?
256-652-5526.
I do apologize, ma'am. Your phone is cracking up.
Okay, let me check it. I'll be 256-652-5526.
And you still got a little bit of crackling in your phone, so it's on you.
Did you get it that time?
I did get it, but the phone is cracking on your end. Okay, can you verify your date of birth?
3/4/60.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
May I have your driver's license number?
6860-654.
Verify your race.
African American.
Verify your gender.
Female.
Cynthia, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And can you verify your, you may I have your full and complete address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
Okay, it's not the number.
Your full and complete.
Oh, okay. 252 Francis Amelia Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35811.
Your full and complete street address only.
Okay.
You're going to pay attention.
252 Francis Amelia Drive.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number or unit number?
No.
And what is your city?
Huntsville.
Your zip code?
35811.
Is your mailing address same? Is your mailing address? Go ahead.
I was making sure you got the correct spelling on Francis Amelia. Because some people spell it with the I. It's F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A. Drive.
Is your mailing address same as your residential address?
Yes.
What is your last occupation?
Production, I did production, packaging.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Any occupation.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Say it again.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Cynthia, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Cynthia, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 17.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Maybe 17.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Do you work solely on a commission basis?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Cynthia, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
This is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or saving account?
Checking.
May I have your router number?
It's 26227-5835.
Please confirm your router number.
26227-5835.
May I have your bank account number?
5100-293-5649.
Please confirm your bank account number.
5100-293-5649.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your last employer?
Nova Solutions.
I'm sorry, who's your
Innova Solutions. Yeah, the girl, she said she had to call somebody because it wasn't in her database or something.
When did you start working there?
March of 2024.
Okay, can you please look on your pay stub and give me the employer, the exact employer that you work for?
That's what's on my pay stub, Innova Solutions. Do you want the address?
Spell it, Innova.
INNOVA Solutions Incorporated.
INNOVA. And what is the address that's on your pay stub?
2400 Meadowbrook Parkway.
Meadowbrook?
Mm-hmm.
Which that city?
Duluth, D-U-L-U-T-H.
State?
Georgia.
The zip code?
30096.
And what date you start there?
March, I think it was 18th of 2024.
Your last day that you worked it?
It was August 9th.
What year?
2024.
And what is that phone number? Employer's phone number?
770-493-5588.
770-493-5588. Yes, that's correct. And you said you worked there starting in March?
Yes, uh-huh.
And that is that's the employer's name that's on your pay stub. That's who you got paid
back. Yes.
Okay, I'll put you on hold for just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, Cynthia, I'm researching the information. Just bear with us while we research the information for you, okay?
Okay.
We'll put you on hold again, okay?
Okay. Beyonce, can you take Kelsey out?
Hello, Cynthia.
Yes.
Okay. What's a good contact number? I'm having problems. Something's going. What's a good contact number for you?
256-652-5526.
256-652-5526.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Just in case the call drop, I don't, cause I can't get to anyone.
Okay, the other lady says that got somebody.
I can't get to this thing what I need to go to if I'm with. Okay, let's see if that's gonna have this one. Are you familiar with American Cyber System?
American Cyber System? No. What's that?
That's not a part of your employer?
No, Not that I know of. They're kind of like a temp agency. And they sent me to Ashburn. They kind of like a, they place people with jobs all over the U.S.
Because, see, we have to get the right employer. Because if I put innovative, if that's not the right employer, your claim is going to sit on someone dead. We do see it with that, we do see an American cyber system.
I don't know. All I know is they have no solution. That's what's on my check stub, and that's what's on my direct deposit.
Okay. Well, What's your work location, city?
Huntsville.
Your employment start date?
I started March of 2024.
Your last day that you physically worked it?
August 9th.
What year?
2024.
Cynthia, why are you no longer working?
They said my contract ended because of budget cuts at the place I was at.
Have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of working? Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation pay?
No, I didn't have any benefits.
Have you received or expect to receive any sick pay?
No. Uh-uh.
Any holiday pay?
No. It's my last check. So.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
We gotta go down your checklist, make sure we got everything answered here. Cynthia, are the answers that you had given me correct?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You are certified by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct.
Yes, correct.
Okay, you have to state your name.
Cynthia Woods.
Verify your social security number.
Yes, ma'am. 420-88-7622.
Is it necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit? Please submit the following information. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned it or leased it? A 2001 Toyota Camry, 2003 Mercury Barreto, a 2007 Volkswagen EOS, 2008 Dodge Sprinter. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
No, I haven't been associated with any.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1028 Hunter Mountain Parkway, 1601 West M Street, 24 Sycamore Drive, 2616 Appleberry Road. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I think I did live on West Elm Street in Athens. Okay. I don't know about the 1601. I'm not sure if that's the address or not.
Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Anesthesiologist, diagnostic, radiology, orthopedic surgery, pediatric pulmonary, none of the above.
None.
Which of the following street address in San Jose have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1075 Wisham Drive, 166 Golden Rain Drive, 1743 Vapisco VALPICO Drive, 4300 The Woods Drive. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this at property.
4300 The Woods Drive.
Which of the following corporation have you ever been associated with? G Capital Corporation, Madison, Porcelain Silk Service, Benetton Restaurant, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. The next three questions here, you will state your answer at either I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama.
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
I agree.
You understand it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook?
Okay, yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook?
Yes.
Do you agree or you do you agree or you disagree?
I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application, closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information book that benefits rights and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required week of certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Cynthia?
Yes.
Okay. Cynthia, the process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. Toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Fridays could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, August the 18th, and by 5 p.m. on Friday, August the 23rd, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following. If you are an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employee more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employee later began hiring. Failure to make and list three word search contact each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Cynthia, do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
Where do you find the instructions? Like the book you sent, like the information that you're giving me, where are you finding it?
That's it. You're going to have to go on the website. You're looking for, say, benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet.
Okay. I went on the, well, I was trying to file my claim on the website, and it gave me a message like somebody else. That's what I was telling the other lady. It was saying, like, this, my email address is associated with another email or something, or my name is associated with another email or something. I don't even recognize that email.
Okay.
And she was saying she couldn't tell me whether anything has been filed or something, but it'll come up after they process my application or something.
That's
I haven't filed anything, so I don't know what's going on with that. It wouldn't let me get into it to do it on the website. That's why I had to call in.
And you have never filed for unemployment?
I have. I did during the pandemic.
Okay.
But I had the same email address.
Okay, you would need to contact, for your email, you need to contact your, I don't know.
I don't recognize that email address that they gave me online. I don't know what email address that is, but they're saying that it's associated with my information. After I put all my information in, the basic information. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Do you have any other questions concerning your closing statement?
No.
Your confirmation number is 4980269 05.
Okay.
Okay. Your 4-digit PIN number is 1620. 1620 is your 4-digit PIN number.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay. What is your primary email address?
G-A-Y-M-E.
You got to run slow. You got to give it to us slow because we have to type it in. I need like
G-A.
Okay. Do it G as in George, A as in Apple, stuff like that.
Okay. G as in George, A as in Apple, Y as in youth, L as in love, E as in elephant, 3-4-6 at iCloud.com.
Okay, repeat that email again.
G-A-Y-L-E.
I'm sorry, you have to give it to us slow because we have to type it in.
G A Y L E 3-4-6 at iCloud.com.
Okay, well, thank you for submitting your email update. And thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.